This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is Total Information AM. Here's KMOX's Michael Calhoun.
Well, as we continue on KMOX, let's continue introducing you to St. Louis's Companies of the Future, startups that are part of the latest class to receive ARCH grants. Org Acuity is founded by Craig Starbuck, who is with us right now on KMOX. Thank you so much, Craig, for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Michael.
So from what I've read, an employee listening platform that specializes in people analytics to make traditional human resources functions more data-driven and helpful. For the average person, tell us what that means. Tell us what you do.
Yeah, well, if you think about any company, regardless of the type, regardless of the industry in which it competes, people are its most important asset. So a company can't compete, it can't operate without people. Even in a world that's increasingly dominated by AI, it's ultimately people's capabilities which are being augmented. And so I've had the opportunity to lead people analytics functions at seven different companies. And people analytics, for those who may not be aware, it's really a discipline that sits within HR, traditionally a very non-technical, non-data-centric function. And it helps functions take a more data-informed approach to talent management. So instead of shooting from the hip, instead of working under untested theories and assumptions about what's retaining our top performers and what's engaging our people and what makes a leader effective or not effective, we actually bring data to bear on that. And what I've observed over the course of the past 10 years leading these functions at seven different companies is that large companies have a lot of capital to make these investments in internal analytics capabilities. But small to mid-sized companies, which make up the majority of the companies on the planet, don't have that same level of investment. And this puts them at a competitive disadvantage. And so Org Acuity, simply put, is that capability for every organization. Our North Star, our vision, is a world in which every organization, small, medium, and large, gain access to data-informed decisions about their people.
So is this more about measuring performance on the job, or it sounds like it's more about the employee experience, how they're feeling in the position?
Yeah, great question. It's really more about the experience, but we do segment experiences based on different performance bands or levels. And so ultimately, we want to index more on those employees which are providing outsized value, because the impact of the departure of a high performer is much more significant on the organization's performance relative to someone who's a mediocre or below average performer.
And so you talk about companies wanting to retain employees. Take a look at who do we really want to make sure doesn't leave for supposedly greener pastures somewhere else. Is it more about that retention, or could it also be employed? We want to take a look at the bottom 10%, for instance, of the company. We've got to make cuts. Where do we begin?
Yeah. So we look at a lot of different things. Retention of top performers, that's certainly a key. You know, what are those factors that are influencing people to consider exiting the organization? But also we look at leader effectiveness. Leadership and culture are two sides of the same coin. So as organizations think about their values and the extent to which people are living their values, it really starts with leadership and that cascades down. And so how can we support and strengthen the leadership pipeline in the organization? We also look at how do we strengthen relationships and collaboration? And how do we identify those key influencers in the organization who are best positioned to drive change? Change management's a very difficult journey. And so if we can pinpoint who those key people are, whether it's like a subject matter expert or a career coacher or a strategic advisor, you know, somebody who may be unsuspecting, you know, they're not a senior level leader. Maybe they're an individual contributor, but maybe they're the sole reason that finance talks to HR. If we can identify who those people are and leverage them, utilize them and their influence in the employee network to drive change, positive change, that can be really impactful for organizations.
So an employee might be wondering, you know, what is it measuring that I'm doing? What can you say about, you know, the data points and the source for this?
Yeah, great question. You know, I think unfortunately, some headlines are dominated by like worst case scenario, like spyware and Big Brother tactics, and that's not at all what we're doing at OrgAcuity. So we actually don't use any passively collected data, meaning we're not looking at, you know, calendar data and email data and instant messaging data, productivity tool apps. All of our data is based on surveys. And we marry the surveys with HRIS data. So things like, you know, an employee's demographics, like what's their location, their job, their tenure, what do we know about them based on the dimensions that are coming over from their HR system. But it is fully opt-in because it is survey-based. And so if someone's not comfortable providing honest feedback about their manager, their experience, or their intent to stay or otherwise, there's no pressure to participate. They can simply, opt out. Versus with a passive data collection system, that's not quite the case, right? And so that data is being collected and mined on every employee, whether they know it or not, or whether they like it or not. And that's not at all what we're doing at OrgAcuity. We take a very privacy-focused mindset. We want to do what's in the best interest for people. We want to improve the experience for people, and we want to do it in a way that's not creepy and something that they're comfortable participating in.
Yeah, I think that's what people's minds might first go to is, how does it know that I'm the glue between these two departments? Is it taking a look at my Slack messages and my emails? But you say that's not the case.
That's not the case. So we'll ask questions on the survey. Who do you leverage most to get work done? Who's important for you to have greater access to? And so just imagine like a pick list of people who are part of the organization from which they can select, and then they can rank them. You know, this is like the most important, second most important, third most important. And our algorithms on the back end are weighting their influence based on the order in which those people are selected.
So talk about St. Louis and why you and the firm are here in St. Louis, what the business community has been like and the support that you found here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I was born and raised in St. Louis. I've been in St. Louis my entire life. My co-founder and business partner has been in St. Louis the majority of his life as well. We both have families here and deeply rooted in the community. And so, you know, for us, this is not a case where we relocated from some other city. We've always been in St. Louis. I love the city. I think It does have some challenges, and we're not here to talk about that today. Every big city does. But there's a lot St. Louis has going for it. And I think in many ways, it's an underrated, part of the U.S. St. Louis, you know, number one, it's a very central location. So as I think about like the ease with which I can travel to pretty much anywhere in the continental U.S., it's a really favorable location from that perspective. Also very low cost of living, but also just a really generous and kind community, especially on the business front. And so I am super thankful and grateful for Arch Grants. It's such an incredible organization.
OrgAcuity founder Craig Starbuck, thank you so much for being with us on KMOX, introducing us to your company, and please keep us up to date on what happens next.
Thanks so much, Michael.